Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome here. You're listening live to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with me, your host, Mike Davis. Today I've got an amazing show lined up here. I've got an amazing guest lined up. I'm really excited to bring this guest and really to introduce this guest here to you. His name is Matthew James. Matthew, are you there with us?
I certainly am, Mike. How are you today?
Well, I'm having a wonderful day. And, you know, I'm quite keen for people to know where you are from, Matthew, because I know, oh my God, I can't believe that I've actually got you on. Do you want to
Of course I can. Oh, I'm originally from the UK. I think everybody will be able to tell that from my accent, but I'm actually living in Australia. I'm in Canberra, which is in the ACT, which isn't far from Sydney, and it's currently 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? You know, because I know here in the UK it's 8 p.m. And in America it's 3 p.m. there in America, or even 12 noon. You know, it's quite amazing. You know, and you know, there's a question that's been triggering off my mind, and I know it sounds pretty silly, but what is your headlines on your newspapers today? Do you have you had a chance to have a look yet?
Yeah, the All Blacks trounced the Aussies in the rugby and got into the final. And there's that, but I think that's in the UK news as well.
Yeah.
I had a quick look on the internet before I actually came on just to see if there was anything. And there's, yeah, this news isn't particularly any different than anywhere else, I don't think.
So you just get it on your...
You get all your last night's news.
That's amazing, isn't it? You know, how this world ticks, isn't it? You know, it always amazes me and, you know, absolutely fantastic. Well, Matthew, I know that, as you said, you know, already said that you originated from the UK. I know that you're on Twitter, Facebook, and you have a website as well. Do you want to tell our listeners your name on Twitter?
Yeah, my name on Twitter is Matt James Medium, so I can be found at Matt James Medium.
So if people add you on Twitter under Matt, which is M-A-T-T.
Double T, yeah.
James Medium. I know they can go to your Facebook. I know that you've actually got two Facebook accounts, haven't you?
That's right. I've got a public figure page, which again is Matthew James Medium.
And that's all separate words. Matthew, then James.
It's all separate words, yeah. Matthew James Medium.
Okay, and they can also get you on Facebook under just Matthew James, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah.
And tell me something, Matthew. Is that something that that you kind of do like readings for people if they contact you via your Facebook or your Twitter?
Yeah, I do one-to-one readings in expos and at home here in Australia. But I do a lot of Skype readings, and I do a lot of phone readings as well. The Skype readings is my preference because I can see people face-to-face.
Yeah, of course. So if people go to your website, then they can get all your contact information on your website. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. Yeah, so they can email me, or they can send an inquiry through, which I then get an email anyway.
Okay, so your website will be www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, so you know, I urge you all to go on to www.matthewjamesmedium, and you know, if you like what Matthew's going to be doing in the next 2 hours, then you know, you can certainly book Matthew for a private consultation or whatever it is that you want to contact Matthew for. I know that he's more than happy to be contacted. But I also want to talk to you, Matthew, before we actually take some callers in. And how you started, because I know that we've spoken briefly about this, and I'm quite intrigued, because I know that you've been a worker for the spirit world for a long time, I know that it starts back in your school years, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was sort of this wet behind the ears 5-year-old who was always getting this, I suppose, to some it would be an imaginary friend, but I always had an old man that would come at the foot of my bed most nights. And then when I used to go to sleep, I used to go astral travelling with this guy. And it was just an old man, nothing particularly, any notable features, but it's always stuck with me throughout my life that this guy took me astral travelling and told me things about the spirit world. And that was at the age of 5. And it was just basically all the way through my life, I had these sort of insights, which I assumed everybody else could do, because it wasn't things that he talked about as like a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old or even a 15-year-old. I just assumed everybody else did these things.
Yeah.
I just had insights.
Well, I can relate, Matthew. I can relate to that myself, because that's very similar how things started there for myself. So, I understand perfectly where you're coming from there with that.
Yeah, because you don't question it. You just assume that this is what everybody else does. Everybody else thinks the same as you. Everybody else sees the dead people that sit in the room around you. And you just, it's not something that you have a conversation about.
Yeah, well, it becomes to be normal, doesn't it? It's normal to see these things, to hear these things, to sense them, to feel them. It's normal. And then,
That's correct.
We taught as we're growing up then that it's not normal.
Oh, that's right.
We kind of lose it, and or some people kind of lose it as they grow up, which is, it's sad, really. But
it's sad. We're cutting a long story short. I mean, it's the carousel of the education system and having to work for a living, where your mind is on something else, and all these faculties are all put to the back of your mind, unfortunately.
Yeah, of course. Well, so from the age of 9, what kind of next step did you take then, Matthew?
I suppose the next important thing was I'd gone to a school, FATE, the high school that I was at, and there was a music teacher, Miss Dewhurst, who... At the time, I just thought it was a bit of a spook. She was doing palm readings in a tent, dressed up like the usual palmist. And she looked at one of my palms and said, oh, when you're in your early 20s, you'll understand what your palms are all about. And something's going to happen to you at the age of 24 and blah, blah, blah. And it's always stuck in my mind that there was something actually really relevant about what she'd said. So around about the age of 22, around about that age, I had an American friend who had gone back to the States, and I stayed in contact with her mother, who introduced me to this psychic centre, because she said, oh, you're psychic, because I'd looked into her crystal ball and managed to get information, and we played with some playing cards, and ended up going to this psychic centre in Blackpool, run by a lady called Paula Paradima, and I ended up sort of enrolling in the development group, and it's there that I actually found that I had clairaudience, I had clairsentience, I'd got physical mediumship, I could read tarot, I could do the runes, and it was really at the age of about 22, 23 that that's when I became professional, that's when I started doing my first card readings, and it was really there where it all started.
It's an amazing story because, as I said, it's kind of, it's not the same as my path, they're far from the word, but, I can certainly relate to being young, being a child and realizing that there's something different because I could see these certain things and feel certain things and sense them and see them and hear them. It was all quite bizarre because, again, I thought it was normal, which now I understand, it is a natural born gift to have, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everybody has this faculty. The form of mediumship that I now use, it's mental mediumship, which sort of encompasses everything, but it's effectively telepathy. You're in direct telepathy with other dimensions and other frequencies, and the more and more I research into it, the more you realise it is a natural ability, because all the other creatures on the planet have got exactly the same ability, and we as human beings seem to have lost that faculty, or are regaining it, I should say.
Yeah, well, most definitely. Well, I know that you took your first demonstration in a spiritualist church in Blackpool, wasn't it?
Here in the UK. That is correct, yeah. It was at Paula's. The funny thing was it was the very, very first night that I actually went to her club. I went along tentatively, didn't know, realise what it was that I was going into. And I sat at the back next to her husband, and Paula was on the stage with, I think it was a young medium at the time, a lady called, or Jane, I think it was Jane Levett, I can't remember. And all of a sudden, Paul was pointing at me right at the very back of the room, and she says, "You can come up, you can do this." So I literally was like a concert surveyor. I'd never really done anything of a public demonstration as such. And she had me doing psychometry. She just explained to me what I needed to do, and there's an audience, and I'm all embarrassed. I've got a red face, and I'm sort of reeling these things off these people's jewellery without realising what I said. And then one by one, the people that I'd read the jewellery for were all agreeing that what I said was absolutely correct. So then she tickled me down, got me sitting back down in the back of the room, and I thought, what the hell have I done? What have I got myself involved in?
Yeah, of course. And again, you know, I can relate to that, because I remember, you know, when I first started working there, I was sat next to a medium, and she was nudging me to get up all night. You know, as you say, red-faced, all embarrassed, and what have I just done? What am I getting myself into? But it's...
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it, you know? Well, I know, Marty, that...
Yeah, and I didn't think... Sorry, Mike.
No, go on. No, that's okay. I was just going to say to you about your tour, because I know that you're coming back to the UK, aren't you?
Yeah. I've got a couple of really good friends in the UK who I used to do a lot of... we did our own shows in pubs and clubs in the northwest of England and down in Wales, in Club Budnow and Real and a few other places. They've sort of got back in contact with us through Facebook, funny enough, and we sort of hinted that we were coming back to the UK. So Lorraine's actually organised a week for us up near Donoch and Inverness in Scotland. It's from about the June the 2nd to June the 10th. The 30th of May, I believe, we're doing a stand-up demo show in a Leyland theatre, a Leyland pub. I've not got full details of that yet, but it will be on Facebook and it will be on the website. But I'm bringing two of my close friends over from Australia, a brilliant medium called Susie Price, who's called the Ghost Whisperer over here, and another guy who some people in the UK might have heard of, Luke Patrick, who's already been to the UK and done some work. The three of us are actually going to come over and go on tour, and we're going to actually join up with some UK mediums as well.
Okay. Because I know that I might, and I say might, because we'll have to check on schedules and everything else. I might be joining you, might be joining me, you know, down in Wales. And I'm looking forward to that. So I've been looking through the diary to make sure that we can get it all nailed together. And I know that we will talk more about it, and we'll certainly do another show prior to that starting. So I know it's all exciting stuff coming up. I do want to just take a second here just to say that if you want to come and watch me work live, you will have the opportunity this coming Thursday. Thursday I am down doing a charity night for Latch, and that's a charity that's worldwide, and for the children that has cancer in Wales. They quite need the funding, they need the support, and I know that I'm going down with a local choir that's coming along to sing some songs, and I'm going to be doing a two-hour demonstration of my mediumship. So if anybody wants to come along to that, then you're more than welcome to come and join us. It's at Milford Haven. It's in West Wales. I know I'm looking forward to travelling down to West Wales on Thursday, ready to do the show. If you want more information, then please contact me. I will get as much information to you as you need. Contact me via Facebook, and my Facebook name is Mike Davis Medium. If you're not already my friend, then press the button there that says add as a friend. I'll then give you all the information that you need to come along and watch that demonstration live. I know I'm looking forward to it. So, Matthew, I think we need to start doing some work here, mate, don't we?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I think we've natted enough. I think we need to talk to some of the listeners, don't we?
Most definitely. I think we need to open up the phone lines. Well, just before we do open the phone lines there, Matthew, I need to call out some numbers. So if people want to call in, they can do. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. And if you call in outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And we will be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and welcome back to, or if you just joined us, you're listening here live to Mike Spirit. So you're listening on MikeSpirit.fm or whichever way you're listening, even in Blog Talk Radio, you're more than welcome to be here with us. Remember, you can come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and listen live right here on MikeSpirit.fm. I've got an amazing guest, Matthew. Matthew, you know, it's a pleasure to have you on the show here. I'm really looking forward to working with you. So let's go straight to the phone line, Jim Matthew. And I do believe that we have Rose online. Rose, are you there with us?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
The pleasure is all ours. Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Well,
I'm fine. I'm good.
There we are, Matthew. Good. Even though it's early in the morning with Matthew, it's already Monday morning. So bless him, he has got up really early to do this video with us. Rose, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I have a few family members in the spirit world, and
okay,
I just want to know if they have any messages for me.
Okay, don't tell us anything, Rose, because it's our job to see what we can link in with. So, Matthew, are you ready to work there, mate?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I heard Rose's voice, I've got to ask you, Rose, are there two males in spirit? Is your father in spirit by any chance, or a guardian?
Yes.
A guardian spirit in spirit?
Yes.
And is there a young child as well in spirit, not necessarily linked to you, but somebody family related?
I don't believe so, no.
Right, it's just that when I got the father figure coming in, I had a young male as well. And I'm trying to work out for you who the young male was. It was just that these two seemed to come together. How much younger than your father would say an uncle or a brother of his be?
Oh, his brother may be 10 years younger than my father.
Right. Can you accept that I've got your father and your uncle? This is what I had. I had two males coming in. The father was still being very, very protective. The information I was getting was there's an openness here that seems to be coming into your life where there's been a lot of things being concealed or hidden. The impression I got was that things are going to be revealed to you. There's been a lot of frustration recently. I don't know if you understand the frustration that is being talked about.
Yes.
Without opening it up too much, I get a sense that there's been heartache because he's pointing to his heart. Now, I don't know whether the heart was he actually had a heart condition or he's specifically talking about the heartache that someone has been causing you.
Oh, he passed away from a massive heart attack. That's how he died.
Thank you. That I can confirm, therefore, I've got your father because he was absolutely clear about this. This is where he was pointing. But he's also talking about bridges that have got to be rebuilt. So obviously there's been some sort of family or friendship issue with you where bridges have got to be rebuilt.
Okay.
Now, the important thing is that you understand where this bridge is going to be rebuilt because as much as I'm getting the information from your father very, very, very symbolically, there is an emphasis here that this is really, really important that you know where this bridge is going to be rebuilt.
I don't really understand what he means by that.
Right. Is it a sister of yours or is it an auntie of yours where there has been a little bit of tension, like maybe in the last 5 or 10 years, because it's been pointed towards someone that needs some of your insight, because apparently your insight is really good. You're very, very, very good at working things out for people. You've got a very, very, very good analytical mind. Now, I honestly don't know what is being talked about, because I can only give it as I get it. And if they choose not to open it up, then I can't give any more details about it. But apparently it's very specific that there is this female in the family somewhere that needs your input. And I thought it was maybe a sister or an aunt.
I have a brother, but I don't have a sister.
Right, I stand corrected, but is there any, do you have an auntie then that, I mean, this is the information I was getting, and I honestly can't pull it apart and analyze it. It's just, it's the way that I've been given it. It's apparently you'll make sense of this.
I really
can't. But there's
can't
a lot of praise where praise is due with you as well. It's like the real hard work has been done and you're about to reap the dividends. There's been a lot of effort put in. That is another thing that has actually been pointed out to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to work out where this female is. Just as an elimination, do you actually have an aunt? Did your father have a sister, please?
Yes, but she's also in spirit.
Right. Okay. What about one of her offspring? What about someone in her immediate family that might not be closely linked to the family, that needs to be closely linked to the family?
I'm not sure, because her son is also in spirit. He's deceased also. I really don't know.
Right. So you basically got your father, your uncle, your auntie, and one of their family in spirit. So, right. What about your own communication skills, your own ability to communicate and put things across to people?
I think they're very good. I'm very sincere.
Right. There isn't, Rose, any criticism here. It's just basically that I do have a father figure about talking about mending bridges. Now, I'm actually going to interpret this myself, because I've still got the symbolism in my head. It hasn't moved on from that point. So it's pointing out to me that I've got the information wrong, that therefore the crossing of the bridge and bending the bridges is something that you've got to do in other people's lives, because you've done it, you do it so well. So I've got the feeling that you have got the ability to bring comfort to other people. You've got counseling abilities. You've got empathic abilities. And it is something that I think is being impressed on you to actually do with other people.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm wondering if this bridge was actually their form of way of saying that they're all on the other side. Because all I could see was this bridge and this reference to this bridge. And I just get a sense that there is more than these people in spirit. There is a large family gathering on the other side. And my understanding of large family gatherings like this is always something significant, like potentially a child being born, somebody new coming into a family circle, because there is a significant form of celebration coming. They're actually talking about an anniversary or a significant family gathering that is going to be organized, or you're going to organize. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. There's a big gathering of people here.
Most of my family is deceased. There's not too many of us left here. So I don't believe there's going to be a child born or anything like that.
Right. I'm trying to make sense of something on a mental image here, and there is reference to, unless the child that they're showing me is a child that was lost to spirit, because I'm clearly being shown by a lady, a young child. She's holding a young child, and I was interpreting that as I wasn't looking at it as somebody that had been lost. I was looking at it as somebody that was being born. I don't know. It's how to interpret it when all I'm getting is some symbolism. I'm not actually got a direct voice. I've got symbolism here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Rose, was there a child? Was there a child lost to spirit by any chance?
No, there was not.
Right. I can therefore have to go with my original information that somewhere you will hear the news of a child being born. It doesn't obviously it can't be close family, but there is news of a child being born, and there is a gathering here of, I mean, the people I'm looking at, there's 20 or 30 people here in spirit.
My mother and four of her sisters are there also.
Right. So there is a large gathering in spirit. Now, do you have any pressure across your shoulders, or do you have any tension across your shoulders on a regular basis?
No, I do not.
Right. Can I ask you therefore, who was the person in spirit who was giving me all this tension on their shoulders and their shoulder blades and around their neck area?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Because, I mean, this is, I've gone past the bridge image, and I've now got this information about someone's shoulders or carrying something on their shoulders. Okay. Are you sure you don't? I've got a throat. You see, I get physical mediumship, as in I get a condition that either relates to somebody on the earth plane or somebody in the spirit world, and I've got this sore throat, and I've got this throat condition, and I'm now trying to actually place who this individual is and what they're actually referring to. But the overriding thing is about you taking it easy, you actually taking it easy when you were dealing with other people, because you take too much on board. You get too personal with people and too close to people because you care too much for people.
You're absolutely right.
So you don't do this, you don't do anything empathically or professionally, do you?
No. I have a lot of friends, and I try to be there for them.
Which is really, really commendable. But have you ever thought about doing it to... I mean, you don't have to do it financially, for financial reasons, but there is so many words of praise coming through. It's coming through as one word that this lady is the real deal. So this lady would put her life on the line for anyone. She would give her last cent to anyone. That is what I'm actually basically getting here, that she cares so deeply for people.
Yes.
I hope there's no tears in your eyes, Rose, because somebody's saying that you can be very emotional at times.
I do. I feel for my friends when they're hurting. I do feel for people, and I am emotional at times.
There is a lady here that's basically saying that if she's got tears in her eyes now, they need to be tears of joy because she's been recognized. We recognize her and we acknowledge her for the phenomenal work that she's done with everybody.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Rose, for calling in. And Matthew, absolutely amazing reading there. You know, I could sit here and listen to you for hours. But I know that we got lots
thank
of people.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it.
It's absolute pleasure, Rose. Absolute pleasure.
And remember, Rose, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. And we need to go straight back to the phone lines here. And I do believe that I have Linda online. Linda, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And what was the reason that you called in for, Linda?
I was just looking for a general reading.
Okay, bear with me a second while I make my link to the spirit world here, okay? Because I know that, see, instantly I've got a lady that draws closer on my vibration. And as I'm aware of this lady, I do believe that she connects to your mum's side, your family, because I know that's what I feel is in your mum's side. I know that she's a lady that I want to see to that was, I want to see maybe around the early 70s of when she passed, because I know that's the kind of age she looks to me. I want to say early 70s. Now, I know as well as I'm seeing this lady, she makes me aware that she was confined. She was a little bit restricted towards the end of her life there. I do believe as if I need to say to you that she would have had difficulties in moving around towards the end of her life there. But I know that she's having a few issues there. I do believe that she would have needed quite a bit of caring for before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand who this lady is?
Yeah.
Okay. And Linda, if I said to you that she must be like grandma, because that's the way I feel her, like grandmother, do you understand of this?
Yeah, I think it's my great-grandmother.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she makes a connection with me at the moment. And as she does do just that, I feel as if I need to say to you that she's in your life at the moment. And, you know, life has been a bit difficult there for you of late, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I do believe as if I want to say to you that it's like as if life has dealt you a bit of a bad hand right now, okay? So I know that you're going through some kind of difficult spot in your life. You're going through some issues, I want to say that you, and you feel as if you're like exhausted with the things that's happening in your life, because it seems to be like repeated over and over and over again. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, Linda, she's been in your life, and she wants me to say to you that she wants me to prove to you that she's been in your life, because she says to me, you know, that there's been lots of hurt, there's been lots of upset in your life. I know that there's been lots of tears around you at the moment. Do you understand the tears?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Because she says to me, make sure you tell her that I'm close there with her, okay? Now, she says to me that, God, you've kind of done almost everything to get communication from her, haven't you?
Yeah.
And she tells me that you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and the more that you've been waiting, the more that you've been asking for her to come closer, or the spirit world to come close. And she says to me that the more that you ask of her to come close, the closer she is. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Linda, but if I said to you that you kind of sense that she's there with you, or you sense that there's someone there with you, is that right?
Yeah, all the time.
Good, because she says to me here that you kind of sense that she's around you. You know of when the spirit world makes a connection there with you, because I know that's what she does make me aware of at the moment. Plus, she also makes me aware to say to you as well that there's not just her, there's several others in the spirit world that you would understand. See, she confuses me now. She says to me about that there's, I don't know if there's been like a breakup or something around your life, or there's been something that you've had to like push to one side, or you feel as if you've been pushed to one side or something. Do you understand of that?
I think it was more of a friendship recently.
Okay, that's fine. Because it's like as if something is not quite right. It's either being pushed to one side or you feel that you've been pushed to one side. And she says to me, you know, girl, you keep smiling. Okay, because the more I want you to smile, the better life is going to look there for you. Okay. Now, before she kind of jumped in, there was somebody else that wanted to make the communication, and there was a gentleman that wants to make his link here with me. And I know that this gentleman would have went quickly on to the spirit world, and I know that I went to settle with my chest. So I want to say it was may have been my heart that took me home to the spirit world before he passed there, because I know that my breathing's getting erratic. It's getting very much labored is the word I want to use.
Yeah.
And I know that as he links to me that he's quite slight of his build. So he wasn't a very big man. He's quite slight in his build. But I want to place him in your dad's side, your family. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he was a very strong man in his character-wise of when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, because he talks to me about that, you know, you need the strength in your life at the moment, okay? You need that guidance. You need that push forward, because I know that that's what you're looking for at the moment. Someone or something that's going to push you forward. Now, he makes me aware to say to you, you know, stop worrying too much, because I know that you are one of these life's little worriers there, aren't you?
Yeah, terrible for it.
Okay, because he says to me, you're one of these life's little worriers. You worry about everything and anything, okay? Now, I don't know. Why does he meet in a way that, you know, you've got so much going for you in your life at the moment. You've got so much, what's the right word? There's so much left here for this is coming out all wrong. Why do you feel as if, what's the point no more? Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he tells me that you got so much in your life to look forward to at the minute, okay? You got so much in your life that you want to accomplish at the moment. You just need to get on with it, okay? And stop. And I don't mean this to count as harsh as it's going to hear, Linda. And I do apologize before I even say it, but stop allowing your life to be ruled by the past. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, I do apologize. I don't mean it to come out that way. I'm not here to give anybody a row or to tell anybody off far from the word. But what he wants me to say to you is that, you know, you're kind of allowing your past to influence your future. And it's time that we kind of moved on from this. It's time that we done what's right for ourselves, because I know that's what you need to do right now, okay? Now, why does he talk to me as well about, there's others around you, isn't it? I don't know if there's like, whether you have children or something, or but there's others around your life, isn't it, that kind of depends upon you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he talks to me about the others that's in your life and the others that's dependent upon you. And he wants me to talk to you about, you know, they need so much right now, okay? And you feel as if you're just plodding on with your life because, what's the point, okay? And he wants me to say to you that there's every point because there's so much out there for you. I know your life's going to change quite soon, Linda, okay? But first things first, you have to believe in yourself, because I know that you've lost that self-belief, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And I know that the more I talk about this, the more I want to see you there, the more self-belief that you have, the easier your life will become, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Linda?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, remember what these people are saying now to you, okay? That, you know, chin up. Get on with it, okay? There's so much out there for you. You have to start believing yourself, okay?
I was wondering if you could ever, like, get hold of my mate. He passed away in February, and I kind of never, like, said goodbye to him.
Say that again. Sorry, you wanted to see...
My mate passed away in February. I just wanted, like, to know if you could get hold of him, or is he just blocking everyone off?
Okay, bear with me a second, okay? Now, again, I can't guarantee anything there for you, but I will do my best there for you, okay? Now,
yeah.
See, I am becoming aware of someone, and would I be right in saying that this would be somebody that would have been lying down? I feel as if I want to connect with, like, a hospital here.
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that there was machinery that was all... So he must have had things on him, like as if he was hooked up to machines, because I know I'm seeing machinery, I'm hearing the machinery beeping in the background, and that's what tells me there was the hospital that he would have passed in, or she would have passed in, because I know that there's a connection with the hospitals. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would it be right in saying that you didn't actually go and see this person just before they passed, maybe like a day or two before you went there, but you never had the opportunity to say goodbye? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to talk to you about, that you never had the opportunity to say goodbye. So I know I want to say here to you, Linda, okay, that this person's... okay, he says to me that... I want to say that there's tears rolling down your face right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Well, know how close this person is there to you, okay? I know that he makes me feel so warm and so comfortable at the minute. And, you know, if I said to you that you must have written words down for this person when they passed because you didn't have the chance to say them, so you must have written them down to, like, kind of read out, or you've kept it for, like, a keepsake or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and I want to say to you that this person knows about these words, okay? And there must be a words in there by saying, I love you. Does that make sense to you? Because I'm hearing, I love you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that was a little while ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Linda, I'd love to spend all night with you because I know it's a lovely communication, it's a lovely link, okay? But I know I have to move on because I know that we've got lots of people online here. Does that help you a bit there, yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Belinda, remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives about midday or a little bit later on today there. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay.
That was a nice reading, Mike.
Thank you very much, Matthew. I know that there's no rest of the wicked, you mate. We've got lots more on. I do believe that we have Rachel online line next there. Rachel, are you there with us?
Hello, I'm here, yes.
Oh, I recognize.
Hi, Rachel.
Matthew, I'm going to have to give this one to you because I'm sure I recognize this voice. Matthew, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How can I help you, Rachel, today?
I just want a general reading, really. If you've got any messages for me, then I'm open to listen to anything.
Okay, Rachel, I was getting, as Mike did the last reading, I was getting sort of an emphasis or an insight, but is there any sign of a property move or any property changes with you in the very near future, or has it just occurred with you?
I don't think there's anything on the cards.
Right, it's just that I was given sort of a symbol where there was something about moving, some sort of changes with a property or something on those lines. Now, it might not necessarily have been with you, but it was the first thing. I've got to rely on what I get in my mind as I'm connecting. Now, has there been let me go, just bear with me how I'm getting this connection, but they're talking about a significant family member that was actually lost in recent times. Has there been a grandfather or a father that has been lost in recent times, a significant family member? Somebody who was a really good organizer and somebody who could sort things out for everybody. Do you know who this person was? Because this is the way it's been described to me, Rachel.
Unfortunately, no. My grandmother passed away 3 years ago, but my grandfather.
How family orientated was this lady? How much did everybody rely on her? How much was she a get up and go person who sort of involved herself in everything and went, "Hey lads, hey," just jumped into everything and sorted everything out for everybody? Does that make sense? Because this is the connection that I've got. I'm being honest. I thought with the energy that was coming through that this was the name, because that was how it was. It's a very, very, very masculine, very powerful warrior-like energy that was coming through. That's the way I had it described to me.
Yeah. She definitely was very organised and very family orientated.
I mean, I don't want to describe her as a fearsome lady, but this is somebody who, let's put it this way, he didn't want to get on the wrong side of her.
Hmm.
Now, what interests me is the fact that this, pardon me, this figure, I've now established it's a lady. I mean, I was working on the energy that was coming to me. Was holding a contract or was holding some sort of contract to be signed, and I was gleaning from this contract was to do a property. Has there anything that has been resolved with your grandmother's estate or anything that needs to be sorted out financially that she's trying to sort of bring to your attention? Do you know of anything financial that needs to be sorted in the near future?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but well, it might be the case with my parents, but nothing for me, I don't think.
So, but there is something natural, legal, or something where the contract needs to be sorted, the small print has to be read. There is actually something that is actually occurring around your family, though, isn't there?
I'm not sure myself, but I can certainly ask.
Because it's like I said to the last caller, I get some imagery in my mind, and until that imagery moves on, I know I've not got the information right, and all I know is there is an insistent hand and an insistent finger pointing at some paperwork in a folder that really needs to be sorted out. There's also a very, very insistent voice as well saying, when it actually comes to you, young lady, which is how it's been described to me, do you want to look at your own career path and your own financial direction? And if you want to make some changes, make those changes. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. There's an almost bombastic, almost stubborn attitude with this lady, like saying, the most important thing, the most important person in life is yourself. And it's like you need to focus on yourself for a moment, for a while, just to get things right for you. Do you understand that, Rachel?
Yeah, I understand that completely, yeah.
Now, do you have two children?
I don't, no, but I am one of two children.
You are one of two children. Okay,
yeah.
It's just that this lady, this connection was talking about two children, and I was interpreting it, and obviously I've not quite got the signal right. Right, hang on a minute. I'm not apparently to air your matrimonial and relationship situation on air, but that is something that she has been concerned with in the past. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep.
Now, it is something that she can connect to you in dream state, because apparently you have really, really good dreams and you have dreamt of this lady. She can give you the information you need herself, and she will give it as inspiration, because you're a very inspirational person and you actually act on your inspiration when it's given to you. This is what this lady is clearly saying. You need a pen. You need a piece of paper, and you need to do some automatic writing, because apparently you're very good at daydreaming.
Yeah, big time.
Now, are you left-handed or are you right-handed? I presume you're to write with your left hand, therefore you're right-handed.
I'm right-handed, yeah.
Right. This lady is on about trying to write with your left hand. Now, the handwriting might not be absolutely brilliant, but neither was hers towards the end of her life. It looked like she has a ridiculous sense of humour, because she's going on about her handwriting looking like a spider had written it, and your handwriting will look the same.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how you know she will be through, because you will see her handwriting.
Okay then. Yeah.
But she's not criticising anybody in the family, but a few of them need a bit of a bomb up their backsides, and that is the wording she wants to use. And my apologies for anybody, any listeners on air who, it's the wording that this lady is giving it. Now, I'm not going to turn the air blue, but she is swearing about someone in the family who is not pulling their weight, and she likes everybody in the family to pull their weight.
Yeah, okay.
I hope that makes sense, Rachel. It's just that I'm almost being pushed into saying this information.
Yeah. Do you know who it is in particular?
I'm looking at a male.
Right.
Do you understand who that is without opening it up?
I think so, because I was talking to my granddad about it the other day.
Okay. Now, did your grandmother have anything to do with her throat, a sore throat? I've got a really sore throat here.
Yes, she did, yeah.
Because she's trying to actually validate. I mean, it's the, I will always go to bed for a condition or something.
Yeah. She was always sucking sweets for her throat.
Okay. What red item was put, I'm presuming she was buried. I'm not looking at a cremation here, because something was buried with her.
Yeah.
What was red? Was it a flower?
Well, I put a photo of me, her, and my brother in the coffin, and she was wearing a red hardy.
And you laid it so lovingly down.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't on for expressing a lot of emotion, but the way you put that down would have made her cry if she was on the earth plane.
Yeah.
Now, just as a final note, this lady, the words are that she's still praying for everyone on this side of life, her side of life, and she is basically saying that everybody deserves a reward for the way that they've held it all together.
Ah, okay.
There is apparently some refurbishment work going to be done on a property where there is a bit of brickwork on a fireplace or something on an internal wall. And whoever is planning to do it, listen to it, they need to get the so they're going to make a real passion.
Okay.
So when you hear about someone going to do refurbishment work on a fireplace or somewhere, you've got to step in, just like your grandmother would have done, and say, no, you've got to get the professionals in.
Okay, then.
Because we've got a lot of other callers, and I could talk with you all day, Rachel, with this lady, because she's a real gossip. I'm going to have to cut this short, if that's okay, Rachel?
That's fine, yeah.
It's lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, too. Thank you.
Rachel, remember, if you come up with mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much for calling me, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I know I'm going to get this name wrong. I believe it's Jolanda. Are you there with us?
Geralda.
Sorry?
It's Geralda.
Geralda. I do apologize, Geralda. Yeah.
No problem.
It's our stupid UK accent, isn't it? That's what it is. And what was the reason that you called in for you, Jolanda?
My reason of calling is going to be a relationship question. And there's someone that I met, and I'm just, haven't started anything yet, but I feel almost maybe soulmate connection. And I wanted to know if anybody on the other side had anything to say about it. And I was wondering who's always around me. And if there's a sign that I see when they're around.
Okay, bear with me a sec now while I make my link to the spirit world, okay?
Thank you.
I cannot guarantee that I'm going to bring anything about the relationship, but I'll ask the spirit world that question, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
That's okay, yeah.
Okay, now I know I'm aware of a gentleman in the spirit world first that wants to make his link here with you, okay? And the first thing that attracts me to him is he's a well-dressed kind of a gentleman. He's very smart in his appearance. Now, I know as well as I'm looking at him as well that he makes me aware that he was quite a fit and active man throughout his life. And I do believe I need to say here to you that that's the way he comes forward, as if he was quite fit and active. He'd done lots with his life. He never liked to keep still. He always liked to keep busy. He liked to keep on the go of when he was here with us. Now, I know towards the end of his life that he wasn't very big of his build. I feel he's quite slight of the build before he passed on to the spirit world there. But he makes you aware of when he went that it was quite peaceful in the end, he tells me. It was quite peaceful in the end, and I do believe that he just passed away home to the spirit world. Now, I know that he makes you aware that I want to be lying down, but I want to say it's almost as if I passed in my sleep, okay, because that's the way he comes forward here. So I know that he was peaceful, he was comfortable when he passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of a gentleman like this here for me?
I'm thinking it might be my grandfather or my father. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe my grandfather.
Okay. Well, I know that he links to your dad's side of your family. Okay. Now, let me have a little bit more off him, and then that'll establish who he is. Okay. Now, if I say to you that this gentleman, the one that I've got with me, he's the kind of fellow that enjoyed his quality of life as well, because I know that I want to say, as I've already said, he likes being out and about. He likes doing things. I believe that this gentleman would have liked to be like a member of a few things. I believe that he had lots in his life that he had to get on with. I believe that he was, kind of not out every evening or every day, but he was kind of a finger in lots of pies, then I want to say. Do you understand that?
Vaguely, because when they both died, I was really, really young, so I'm not too sure. I don't know if it's my dad. I can't tell.
Okay, well, I want to say to you, it is maybe dad, okay, because that's who I feel here. Now, your dad would have passed when you was very young, is that right?
Well, in 2002, I guess I was a teenager, but I hadn't seen him since I was really young. So I was like four. He died when I was about 16, 17.
Okay, so the last time you've seen him, he was about 4. Okay, that's fine. Because I know that's the feeling I've got you with him, is almost as if I want to be dad, and I want to be linking from the spirit world. But he wants me to sense that he's very close on your vibration. Now let's talk about these signs that you said in the beginning. These signs that you keep getting, it's like as if you sense that there's somebody by the side of you every now and again, and it's giving you like, is that somebody there with me? Is that right?
Sometimes I feel like there's something or somebody there. Sometimes more than one person. I really try to tune it out, and maybe I shouldn't do that, and it kind of scares me. But I always feel like there's something there. But I wanted to make sure it's not all in my head, or I'm not crazy.
Well, if you're crazy, I'm crazy. I'm Matthew's crazy, and lots of other people are, because I know that I'm not crazy. Okay, and I know that my guest Matthew is not crazy either, because I know that this gentleman comes from the spirit world because he wants to be remembered and recognized there to you. Now, the closest you can come to you to me, I want to see this.
Sorry, you're breaking up. Can you say it again? Okay. Your phone's a little staticky.
Okay, the closer he becomes to me, okay, the more I want to say that to you that he wants me to prove his existence there to you. Now, would I be right in saying that you just changed the look of your home or something?
Yeah, I've got a new place and I'm going to move in there actually tomorrow, start
okay.
getting my stuff in there.
Okay, so that just proves to you, doesn't it, that he's around your vibration, okay? That proves to you that you're not crazy, okay? Because he says that, you know, likes the new look, okay? So obviously if you moved into a new, you're moving into a new home, then that's perfect, okay? Now, he also tells me as well that, you know, he never knew, okay? Now, what I believe he means about that. Now, you have children, yeah?
I don't have any. Do I have children? Not yet, no.
You don't. Okay. Where's the young boy? Because he talks to me about the young boy. So, if it's not your young boy, who has the young boy that's around your life?
I can't think of one. That's alive?
Yes.
I'm not sure. A lot of people in my family, their cousins and stuff.
Okay. But one of them must be young, maybe around the age of like 4 or 5, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he talks to me about this young boy that he recognizes that's around the vibration there. Okay. So even though that you never saw him since you was that age, he still knows what's going on in your life. Okay. Now, let me talk about this relationship that you said that you're not sure whether it's the right one or whatever there. Now, would I be
yeah,
right...
Yeah, because I think it is. So I don't
okay.
know.
Now, would I be right in saying that you, at the minute, that the relationship I feel that you are in at the minute, it's more of a content one. You're quite happy, okay? And I believe it's like full steam ahead with this person at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, it hasn't started yet, but I'm very happy of where I feel like it's going. It's starting very, very slow, but I'm very content in that and happy.
Okay. Good, because that's what I want to talk to you about. So long as we are happy and content, then, you know, we'll go as far as we needed to, okay? But, you know, I've always said, and always will say, one step at a time, okay? You know, let's not rush into things, because I know that, the more that we rush into things, the harsher it seems to get there for us, isn't it, okay? But I know I need to say that to you, one step at a time, okay? Now, this has been like a big leap for you, hasn't it, moving into a different home. Is that right?
Yes, it has, and it's by myself, and I'm new to the state. I don't have any family here, so I was living with someone, but finally have my own place now, so it has.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that it's something, you know, it makes your life easier, doesn't it, moving in on your own? Is that right?
It does, yes.
Okay. So I don't know if that's like a work-related situation there or something. I don't know. But I know it's like it's making your life so much easier. I know
yes,
that
I got a transfer at work, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm just very, yeah, very happy.
Perfect. Because I know I want to say that to you, the more that you kind of make your life easier, I believe that then it's the time that all the other nice things, like the partner, feeling content, will kind of start to fall into place there with you, okay? But let me just say that you, if I see to you that there's an opportunity of another relationship that you don't feel too clever about right now, does that make sense there to you?
I don't know if there's anyone else that I'm interested in. There's someone that asked me out, but I'm not interested at all.
Okay, see, that's what I'm looking for. It doesn't feel too good, okay? I know I want to say that you must do what you feel is right. So the one that you are interested in, then I believe that that's going to be a nice path there for you. The other one, it's almost like as if it's, you've had a relationship back in the past where it's been very difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
And it took you a while. It took you a long time to either break free from that or to move on from that or something. And I know that he makes me aware. Your dad makes me aware to say to you, don't get caught up in the same thing again. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does. I fall too easily. Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, don't get caught up in the same mistake again, okay, because that's what he makes you aware. Does that help you a little bit?
It does. Can you tell me, is there anything, I would see any signs? How would I know if he's around? Is there, I guess, somebody told me a hawk. If I see a hawk, it's him, but I don't know if that's true. Is there any, I don't know if that's a silly question. If there's anything that I can see, I know that's tangible in my own eyes, wow, he's close. Any signs he wants to give me?
Okay, hang on a minute. Right, okay. You know when I said to you that you kind of sense that he's around? Now, would I be right in saying that you think there's someone standing behind you sometimes, and when you turn around, there's nobody there?
Yes.
Okay. Then is the time you know that he's with you, okay? So don't worry about hot, cold, or anything indifferent, because he says to me, when I'm by you, you kind of know that I'm behind you, but you turn around, there's nobody there, okay? To know when that happens, that this gentleman, your dad from the spirit world, has come forward to be remembered there to you. Okay, does that help?
It helps. And he said, I'm going to say soon, do you think this person is someone I'll probably marry? Because my mom's been getting on my case about that.
Okay. So. Well, I'm not going to, it's one thing I can't do is look, that far into the future. I cannot foretell your fortune. As I always say on this show, that my forte is to link to the spirit world. But, if that's what's meant to be, then, it will kind of fall into place there for you, okay?
Last advice from him, words of wisdom before he goes?
Okay, see, the only words of wisdom he gives me is what I've already given you, is that, that you're on the right path right now, okay? You kind of need to, head up, get on with things, and leave what you're leaving behind, okay, and kind of move on from it. Okay, but don't get stuck in this area where you feel you have to keep going back, because that's what I want to look for. Don't keep going back, keep moving forward. Okay, does that help you?
It does so much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, Marty, we're steaming through the show. We've already gone through halfway through the show already. It's going fast, isn't it?
It's amazing. Some really, really nice calls, some really, really nice messages that we've both given. It's a really nice show.
Most definitely. Well, hang on just in there, because I know we need to go to a short commercial break right now. But if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we will be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sleep Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music. I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Matthew. And I do believe that we have Rebecca online. Rebecca, are you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, and welcome to Mike Spirit FM. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Just a general reading.
Okay, Matthew, are you ready there?
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. I just need to hear your voice so I can work on your voice vibration and get a connection for you.
Okay.
How is your confidence levels at the moment? This is the first thing I was actually getting. There's a gentleman who's coming through who gives me the impression that he might have passed with a pneumonia condition or an emphysema condition because there was a lot of problems with the lung and the chest area. And this gentleman is giving me the impression that you doubt yourself too much at the minute. Can you understand this information, Rebecca?
I know who it is, and yeah, he's right.
Is there any situation where when you get a first choice or you get a first impression of the thing of what you need to for example, you're doing window shopping and you see a dress and you look at the first one, you like that one, but you go to every other shop and look at all the other ones, but always go back to the first choice. Can you place what this situation is? Is this doubt with you? This is what this gentleman's given me, this impression of doubt with you. He wasn't the greatest person in the world for describing things because he's got, I am getting a link with this gentleman who would have had a little bit of a vagueness to his mind or his memory towards the end. This is the person that is linking to me. And you need to be more resourceful and more forceful when it comes to making a job decision. What is around you with your career at the moment for this gentleman to actually bring this to my attention?
I'm in a profession that I do not like, and my job changed 2 years ago to a different company or firm, and I really don't like it. I feel I work in the legal system, and I feel like we're doing nothing but causing more turmoil.
So you understand then when it comes to a career situation that you've got to consider first choice and not all the other bases. Apparently you've already got it in your mind what you want to do, but you've not got the confidence to make it. And you're being given an input from the other side to actually give you that confidence to actually do it. Because is there a situation, a problem with, say, a reference or I don't know what you call it in the States, but you've got to get some sort of your previous employer's got to be contacted for a reference, doesn't it? Don't they?
No, they can be contacted directly.
But is there anybody who you deal with in management who might not give you a good reference or a good contact if you were to move to somewhere else? Because I'm picking up that there is someone around you who wouldn't necessarily be pleased, and I'm saying when you make a job move, because the emphasis here from this gentleman on the other side is that you to make this job move. You've not got to worry about the consequences of it.
I don't know, unless it would be, I would have to move physically, unless it was less money or something like that.
The impression that this gentleman actually gave me was that this is what he needed. This is what he needed to talk about because he's actually seeing your unhappiness. Now there might be other aspects of your life that need some sort of attention, but this gentleman senses that this is where a lot of it stems from.
Yeah.
Now, is this a grandfather, please?
Yeah.
Right. There was a reference to him getting caught in the rain or getting wet in the rain. Now, does that refer to him or does that refer to you, where there was a heavy downpour and somebody got absolutely drenched? Because that's a memory that he's giving me.
I can't think off the top of my head.
Right. It's... like I explain to other people, the way I work, I rely on the mental images that the spirit world give me. And this gentleman, he's given me like almost a scene from Singing in the Rain. I don't know if he was into the Frank Sinatra music, or if there was this something theatrical. I don't quite understand, but this to me is what the reference is. And he's talking about you remaining cheerful all the time, regardless of the conditions that are around you, and don't let things get to you.
I know what he's talking about. Recently we had this rainstorm, I mean, very bad. It was hailing for 15 minutes, but the sun was out. And my youngest daughter went out and was dancing in the rain, and I was just, you know, thinking how nice it would be to just be able to be like that.
It's interesting, because clearly this gentleman has actually been around, and he's actually around. And I just get the feeling that there is the odd article that goes missing and then turns up at a different place. I don't know if you're aware of that at all. It might be something simple as a staple or a pencil or a pen, but it's almost like something goes missing and appears somewhere else, and you think that you're going mad because you can't remember where you're placing things.
Yes, and I can hear him. I can hear the movement. Like, I can hear him walking around.
Now, the gentleman's a realist, and he's saying, do you realize how much energy it takes for somebody from their side, from the spirit world, it takes to actually move an object and to actually be heard? It takes a lot of energy, and he's putting a lot of effort in to make himself be known to you that he's actually there. And what he's trying to do is trying to emphasize the moves and changes that you need to actually make.
Okay.
Now, do you take a lot of notes rather than actually do it on a computer?
Take notes?
Have you got like a little notepad and you're always writing notes down, and you do shorthand on a notepad?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Obviously, I've just been given a mental image from somebody who's standing behind you, watching you at the moment. Not watching every detail, but is aware that you are doing something.
Yeah.
Now, this grandfather had, I'm going to say, he had a deep laugh, or almost an infectious laugh, because he's laughing.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do is affect the vibration that is around you at the moment to try and bring a lot more laughter into the household. Not saying that it's a problem, but there's not enough laughter as far as he is concerned. Everybody's too serious. I don't know if that makes sense, but this is straight, as I put it, this is straight from the horse's mouth. This is straight from this gentleman's consciousness that is trying to make everybody light-hearted and light-humoured and stop worrying about things. Things might get on top of people at times, but there is always a solution. This is a very practical man. I mean, I know that because he's telling me he always could sort things out for people and himself.
Yes.
He might not be able to give you, he might not be able to give you winning numbers, or he might not be able to give you a tips on sporting events, but he certainly can give you some sort of practical knowledge and telepathically, because this is what he's actually trying to do. Then you stop worrying too much. And I think he's actually referring to offspring. So the impression he's given me is you have more than one child and you are concerned about them at this moment in time.
I was working, not concerned, but I have one leaving for college and so stressed about it. And she's the top of her class. She's, you know, in every activity. I mean, she's a superstar, and I'm worried about her getting into college. I'm like, what? She could, I mean, I have people calling to give her scholarships, so it's for nothing. Like, why am I worrying?
Because you're a mother and you care deeply for your child, basically. and you just want the best for her.
But he is so right. Yeah, I'm just a, yeah, I'm a,
you just,
a great
work. This is a sense of humor, and this is, I mean, it's the story goes, don't shoot the messenger here, but you're just a natural born warrior.
Yeah.
And you're getting a compliment from a grandfather that it is a really, really, really good quality that he wishes that there were more people had it. Because then they would think of consequences and they would think of their actions. And I think he's referring to things that have gone on in the family and things that have gone on in the past where people have not thought of consequences when they've made decisions or they've made rash decisions. If only they would have thought of consequences. Because there's been a lot of tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there is his wife there as well, please? Is there a grandmother here as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. She's a little bit more emotional than he is because I get the impression she would have had some form of glasses, not necessarily wore them all the time, but she's coming through with glasses and she's wiping a few tears away and she seems to almost have her hair up in a bun or her hair up at the back. Now, it was... She'd lost the colour of her hair, but I get the impression that that didn't bother her. I don't know if she went white or grey, your grandmother, but I get the impression that she's wiping away a tear or two. She's hugging her man. He was always her man. And she's admiring you. She's looking at you from a distance and admiring you, the achievements that you've actually made that you actually doubt.
Yep, yeah.
And it's almost like she mustn't start crying. She mustn't start crying because she will not stop. That's what she's saying to you. Do you understand
beautiful.
That connection?
Yeah.
I very rarely say this, but because it goes without saying, this couple absolutely love you to bits. I mean that's all we can say. They're blowing kisses. That's all I can see them doing. And they're just saying, just keep up the really good work. You brought up children really, really well, and you're doing everything right. Don't let anyone get to you.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. That is so comforting to hear.
Now, has that been a help for you, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Has that been a help?
Of course.
Because
yes.
I could talk to these all day, but sadly we have other callers, and I'm sort of have to hand you back over to Mike, and I'm going to have to say thank you for the call.
Well, thank you, and this just made
it's
my Sunday.
It's absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Rebecca, and thank you for calling. I remember if you do come on over to mikespirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I know I'm going to get myself into trouble again, Matthew, with this caller because I can't pronounce another name. I think is Chuako, is it?
Shuko?
That's the one. How would you say it? Say it again.
Shuko.
Shuko. Okay, Shuko. What was the reason that you called in for?
Just anything that I can get, and... any messages from spirit or spirit guides or anything about my love life.
Okay, give me a second and let me see what I can do here for you. Okay, I know I'm aware of a lady here that brings herself around my vibration, and as I'm aware of this lady, the first thing she makes me see is if I want to sit down and put my feet up, okay? So I know that that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life, as if she was confined, she was a little bit restricted. But I know that her feet would have swollen towards the end of her life there. I know as I'm looking at her, I know as I'm looking at her, she links to your mum's side of your family, okay?
Yep.
She makes me aware that she had several illnesses before she passed, and I know that it was like we wasn't really sure of what she passed with or which one that took her home to the spirit world. But she makes me aware that it's okay. And she's so sympathetic. I know that she links around your vibration. And you said she was your grandmother, yeah?
My great-grandma, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that she's so sympathetic around your life at the moment. She says to me, God, girl, you need to get a, you know, you need to take hold of things, don't you? Because I know in your life at the minute that you feel deflated is the word I'm looking for. Does that make sense to you?
That I feel what right now?
That you feel a little deflated at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me that you seem as if your life is like so difficult at the moment that you're finding it hard to put like one foot in front of the other right now, because I know that you're struggling, you're battling through life, and you feel as if you get nowhere very fast. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she tells me that you are aware of the spirit world yourself, okay, so know that you're able to build a communication yourself to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to, build on my abilities now and try to work with them after. I do like to connect with the spirit world and my higher self and angels. It's something I've always loved. And just recently, I've been really trying to connect with it.
Good, because she makes her way of building that communication with the spirit world, okay? Now, she tells me of when you're building that communication that you feel and you sense all kind of like overwhelmingness there, okay? Do you understand that you feel all overwhelmed when this happens? Because she says to me it does happen every now and again. Is that right?
I think what she's talking about is I love to build everything. I like to build on my abilities. The only thing I'm scared of is maybe seeing something scary. That's what she's talking about.
Okay. Well, she tells me here that, you kind of send lots of prayers, you send lots of healing around yourself, you protect yourself as much as you possibly. Because she talks about being protected, okay? She says, "Good girl, you're fully protected, okay? And stop worrying about it, because I know that's what you're doing at the minute." You kind of keep throwing protection around you. And she says, it's okay. It's nice to be protected. But don't let that cloud your judgment, okay? Because I believe, and I'm sure Matthew would agree with me here, that like attracts like. If you're a nice person this
that
life...
That is correct, Mike. It does.
Good, okay? Because I know that, like attracts like, okay? And I know that you are a very likable kind of a person. I know that you are a very much down-to-earth kind of person. She also tells me as well here that you kind of support so many other people in your life, that there's not much time there for yourself, is there? You find yourself stretched to the limits, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she tells me that you're taking on another condition at the moment. You're taking on somebody else's problems at the minute that's making you very tearful right now. Is that right?
Well, it could be just a lot of problems I'm trying to deal with, yeah.
Okay. Who's the one that's just having problems with, a marriage? So whether somebody is married that's going through a bit of a difficult patch at the moment, or they like been together a long, long time and they're going through a difficult patch right now, do you understand who that is?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay. Is there a friend of yours, a girlfriend of yours that you're quite close to that's having a few relationship issues at the moment then?
Yeah, actually, one of my really good friends, she's kind of in between two guys, and one of them she wants to be with, and the other one is the one who actually loves her, and she's just very, confused what to do, who to pick.
Okay, because
I
know that I want to say to you that she's aware that you're taking on that as well yourself, okay, and that you're having a few, you're so supportive there to her for that, okay. It's kind of being difficult right now for you to kind of see the way forward there for yourself. But I know I want to say that you, for yourself, it's almost as if I need to say that you, you just keep going forward. You keep your chin up, keep walking onward, because I know that life is good there for you, okay? Life is quite nice. You're quite comfortable in your life. And I know I want to say that you keep walking tall and proud, because you will get to where you need to be very, very soon, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, does she say anything about me doing, like, career-wise and healing and working with spirits and helping people? Does she say anything like that? Because my parents are not really, fond of it. They don't really like it that much. But I feel like if I can prove to them it's not scary or it's nothing, complicated, then I feel like they can,
I'm going to run out. Tell me no more, okay, because it's my job to work with her and see what she comes up with, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that I've got your grandma in the spirit world that would link to your dad's side of your family? Is that right?
Who?
your grandmother, the links to your dad's side of your family?
The one that's there right now?
No, another lady, okay, in the spirit.
Oh, I don't really know anybody about my dad's side.
Ah, right, okay. No, that doesn't matter, okay, because I know I'm aware of her, okay? Grandmother on your dad's side of your family, okay?
Okay.
And if I said to you that your dad kind of follows... Now, as you said, your parents don't really follow you and what you do, okay? And if I said to you that you have been trying to show them that it is what it is that right? That you've been trying to prove to them?
Yeah, but I mean, even though they're telling me not to do this and connect with spirits and do this and help people, I don't care. It's something in me. I feel like I need to do this.
But if I said to you that they see it, it's like it's not a good thing. Is that right?
Yeah. They're not into this stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Because I'm being told from your grandma that, you know, it's that they believe it's not a good thing, okay? Now, would I be right in saying if I come into your home, I would kind of feel lots of, like, physical energy around your home? So I know that there's things that moves around your home a lot. There's kind of, you know, you put something down and when you go and get it, it's not where you left it. It may have moved, like, a few inches or it's moved across the table or something there because she just tries to prove your existence to me at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I'm a real estate agent at the moment, and I have this pre-list package. It's always on my desk. And one morning, it was last week when I started to do a lot of meditation, I saw it on another desk, and I know I didn't put it there. So
wonderful, isn't it? Because I know that she comes through, and she wants me to say that to you that she's around your vibration. She's very close there with you right now, okay? And I want to say that you... Never mind what anybody else, never mind whether it's your parents, never mind what anybody else says to you, what's right, what's wrong. You know inside your heart of what's right, and you must follow what you feel is right there, okay? So you do what you feel is right for yourself and for the benefit of others, because I know it's a nice path that you're on, and you keep smiling, you keep getting there, because I know that within the fullness of time, I know that you know it's going to be a wonderful little channel that's going to come from you, okay? But, you know, keep your chin up, because I know it's right. Does that help?
Okay, so it is right. I knew it was right. Do they think it'll be right, like, in the future, they'll change their mind, and they'll be okay?
With your parents, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just ask her. Would I be right in saying it's been, like, the last 8 to 10 months that you've been trying to show them that it's okay?
Oh, no, it's actually been pretty recent.
It's been pretty recent. So it's been... Okay. So why do I see 10?
Maybe it's the whole... it could be within... Maybe it could be... I graduated with an HR degree and I didn't pursue it. Then my mom is a broker, so I thought maybe I should do real estate agency. And I don't like real estate at all. So they kind of feel like, I guess, I'm going to one thing coming out, going to one thing coming out.
Okay. That's fine. Well, I know that in the fullness of time that, you know, that your parents will kind of be by the side of you, okay? I know it's going to take a while. It's going to take a long time for them to adjust, but I know that they will, because I know that your mom is very supportive of you. She's very a very likable lady is your mom, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Okay, well, I know I want to say to you, you know, when the time is right, I can't predict when it's going to be, okay, because, you know, I don't work that way, but when, you know, when the time is right, Mum will be there supporting you, guiding you from this life. And I know from the spirit world that this lady and the other lady will be very supportive of their, will be very supportive there to you from where they are, okay? I know I have to move on here, so I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and if you come over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, Martin, no rest of the wicked, mate. We've got Linda online. Linda, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
No problem at all, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
How can we help you, Linda? How can I help you?
I wanted to know if I could get a message from the spirit world about my sibling.
Okay. Has there been a major life adjustment? I mean, this is the first link. I'd already got the link, and all I'm basically trying to do now is relate it back to you. But regarding your sibling or yourself, has there been a major life adjustment in recent times? Something where a lot of things have happened very, very, very quickly, but they are big life adjustments. I mean, it might be a new end of a relationship, a new relationship. It might be the move of an area, a change of an area. Can you relate to these big life adjustments that there's been in recent times?
Yes, I can.
Now, does that relate to you or your sibling?
Basically me.
Right, because the impression that I want to actually go, I've got to say, is that you've got to go, or the person that I was told about these adjustments has got to go with these adjustments in their life, because it will actually work out in the long run. Now, the gentleman who's given me this information, he comes with his favorite dog, and he had a really, really bad cough. I don't know if you can relate to who this gentleman was, but when this gentleman came through, he had his dog with him as well.
Okay. No. You don't see what kind it was, right? I'm just trying to figure out if...
Well, the color of the dog, the impression I got of the dog was it was like a light... It wasn't a brown color. It was like a tan color. It wasn't black. It was... wasn't right, white. It was sort of an earthy color. That's the sense that I got. It was a light color, but it wasn't white.
Okay.
Now, what was actually being said was that somebody, you are still in a whirl about all these changes at the moment. But what you have to do, you've got to focus yourself on other people's problems. Now, the sibling that you were inquiring about was, has there been a breakdown or a breakup in a relationship, please?
No.
Is there going to be a new man in somebody's life?
No.
Right. Can you understand why there is this reference to a breakup in a relationship and the potential for a new man in someone's life around you, because this is what this gentleman is talking about. He's not identified who he is. He's rather aloof. He's rather there in the background, like he's got a reluctance to talk, like he's been pushed into this, that he wasn't into these things on the earth plane. But he's given the impression here that you will know what he is talking about.
My question was for more medically... health-wise.
Right. The gentleman hasn't mentioned anything of a medical nature. So if you just bear with me a second, what I'll do is I'll just try and find out some information for you, because that wasn't what the message was that was coming through.
Okay.
It was talking more about life situations in general. The impression that I get from this gentleman was that it's almost a sense of these medical things can be dealt with the right state of mind. Somebody's not going to think of the worst. They've got to have their own self-belief. This isn't a mental issue, is it? It is actually more is this a surgical issue that you are concerned about? Because they're talking about a state of mind here.
Yes.
Can I ask who it is that is potentially going under the knife then? Because I do actually see a scalpel.
Okay, my sister Cynthia.
Right, and she's... Am I correct in assuming from the connection that I've got here that she is really, really, really concerned about it? But is it more the anaesthetic than the actual operation that she's concerned about? Because there's somebody here talking about a fear about anaesthetic and going under.
I think it's the anaesthetic.
Right. Can you express to her that she's to stop worrying about these things? That she is going to be in really, really, really safe hands. And from a personal point of view, I absolutely dreaded going underneath the anaesthetic when I had an operation. You don't know very much about it. And when you come out of it, yeah, you are fine. She will be fine. What is being removed, please? What is potentially being removed? Is it something that, first of all, is exploratory? They're going to actually explore it. They're going to see how something is. And if the worst comes to the worst, is something going to be removed?
It's going to be a port.
A what, sorry?
A port. You know, like to put medicines through.
Right. So there's not actually been anything removed then?
No.
All I can give you is two clear indications. One, I've got a thumbs up, and I've got a word saying, okay, I've got it given to me here quite categorically that I see nil by mouth. Obviously, she's got to recover from what has actually happened. But I don't see a doctor with anything on a medical record that will be anything of any concern. I don't see any complications. I'm not being shown here anything that will be considered a concern. I see literally just she's just got to just stop worrying about things. It's going to be fine. Now, is this a grandmother who's talking to me here, please? Is this on your mother's side? Is this your mum's? Right. She is trying to alleviate the nervousness here because everybody's nervous. I mean, it's not something that the family normally goes through, is it? Operations and hospitals and people. There have been people sick. But in recent times, it seems like this is something relatively new. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So everybody's concerned. Well, they don't need to be concerned. This is what is being emphasized here. Nobody needs to be concerned here. Your own biggest concern is the life adjustments that have been made. Now, going back to these words that I was given about this new man, does this relate to you? I mean, for all I know, you might be you're in a well-established relationship, but do you understand the new man that is being talked about?
No, only that I have him home every day, 24 hours a day. That might be it.
Sorry, can you repeat that, Linda, please?
I said no, but I have him home 24 hours a day now instead of, you know, going to work. So that might be the new man being with
right.
him all
so
the time.
So it could actually relate to you then that there is going to be a new man. Do you understand that? I mean, because I had this emphasized in the connection about this new man.
Okay.
And there is this lady is wanting me to cut my hands and say, there's gratitude for you. I'm actually sending something to her and she doesn't even realize what is being sent to her because everything is going to suddenly go positive here. I've been pushing and trying so hard to get this positive to her. And there's gratitude for you. She's not even aware that the positive's coming. So I've got somebody who was really, really blunt on the other side. I think there's a sense of humor with it, but she's saying, watch out when all this positive starts coming and stop worrying about things.
Okay.
Has that been a help, Linda?
Yes, it has.
Okay, Linda, well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
If you come over to Mike Spirit FM, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives. It was a little bit later on today. I'll say thank you very much. Okay, Marty, we're steaming through the show. We haven't got long left, mate. We really haven't. But I need to say something here because I'm looking in the chat room and Angel Mouse is posting in there saying about her nan passed and she was trying to convince her mum, who was a non-believer.
I read that before.
You know, the spirit world has a wonderful way, doesn't it? You know, even if we're a non-believer in this life, when we pass on to the spirit world, we become to realize, don't we, that we have passed on and we're able to build that communication. That's why that, you know, sometimes we have non-believers in the spirit world that will come through because now they understand of where they are and how to use mediums. Is that how
you... That's right. I was laughing when I actually read this because in so many of my recent readings and readings in the past, I'll get a grandfather or a grandmother or an auntie through who was a complete non-believer.
Yep, and me as well.
And they're suddenly there and they're believing. I mean, I've got a close friend of mine. She's a close friend of mine now, but she started off as a client. And her father kept coming through. And I read the mother, I read her two sisters, and they were all saying, but Dad was a total non-believer on the earth plane. A total non-believer on the earth plane. And my comment was, he's completely made up for it now.
Yeah, well, I kind of get a lot as well, you know, particularly with non-believers in this life, you know. It's a simple way, isn't it, that, you know, when we pass home to the spirit world, that we kind of, as I said, we kind of know that we are living in another dimension of life or what we believe to be the spirit world, and we're able to make a connection. Matthew, I know that we need to steam on here, mate. I know that we really push on time, but I need to go to a short commercial break, and we'll be right back just after this.
Yeah, no problem.
It will play in a second.
I wondered what the silence was.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connection.
Okay, and that was a lovely ad for the Thursday show, Matthew. And I hope that you're going to tune into the Thursday show because it's a wonderful show that we have there. I know that we have to go to the phone lines again and know that we have, is it Diane online? Diane, are you there with us?
Hi, yes I am. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Diane.
Fine, thank you.
And what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to see who was going to come through and give me a message.
Okay, bear with me a second here, Diane, and I will do my very best here for you, okay? Okay. See, now I know that I'm instantly aware of a gentleman, okay? And I know that he carries a bit of weight with him before he passes on to the spirit world there, because when I'm looking at him, he seems to carry a bit of weight. I know that he wasn't the kind of man that had lots of money or anything, because he makes aware that, you know, what he had, he kind of treasured of when he was here in this life. But he certainly makes me aware that... you know, his breathing was very much, you know, I went to cough here with him, but that wasn't so much of an issue with him because I believe that he got on with that and, you know, he suffered with that throughout his life, particularly to the latter part of his life. I know that he likes, all I can see around him is chickens, okay? And I believe that he would have, like, kept chickens in this life when he was here with us. Now, me, I don't like the chickens that much, but, you know, he kind of lets the chickens run around. And I believe that he could have, like, spent a lot of time being outside because I know that's where I'm comfortable there with him. But to look at the man, I would say he's quite rounded in his features as I can see him as well here. I know as well that, as I said, it's his chest that gave him lots of trouble towards the end of his life. But he was a fighter and he fought right until the last moment. And I do believe I want to say to you that he enjoyed a little drink every now and again when he was here with us because he just pulls out a little, like a jar. I don't know whether it was whiskey or something, but it looks like, you know, like that. So as if I just want to just have a little tot every now and again. Okay, do you understand who I'm with you?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, bear with me a second because I know that he is with me. And I know that I have to go with him.
Okay.
Okay. Because I know that he wants me to say that he's around your life. Now, let me have a little bit more of him. Now, I know that he links towards your dad's side of your family, because I know that's where he is. Okay? He's in your dad's side. I know that he's a gentleman that makes me aware that he goes back a generation from your dad, so I want to link around your granddad. Now, would I be right in saying that your granddad comes from quite a large kind of family?
Yes.
Okay, because that's where he connects me to your to dad's side. I go back a generation because I know there's lots of them. There's a lot large family. See, and I'm being aware to say to you, five, there's five. Now, that's five boys, isn't it? So there's five boys back in your dad's, back a generation, your granddad's family. He's one of five boys, is that right?
Yes,
okay, because I know that's where he connects.
Okay.
Now, I know that I want to say that you, all that side of the family there, and without me sounding offensive, that they're quite tough lads, weren't they? They were quite tough, and they were quite, could handle themselves then, for want of a better word, because I know that's where he comes through you, is if, out of my way, boy. I can handle myself. I know what I'm doing here, okay? And I believe that that's what he wants me to say there, because that's the way he was. Now, I do believe that I want to say that he connects into your life at the moment because it's like a need for him to be there, because it's like a need for you to stand up for yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, if I said to you that of where he wants me to stand up, he wants you to stand up for yourself, he wants me to say that to you about... You've had it quite hard of late, haven't you? Is that right?
Yes, I don't know why.
And it's just like, there's no reason behind it, is there? There's not like something's gone wrong. It's just been a tough few weeks then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be as if it's not one thing, it's another, because I know I'm being made aware that... it's like one thing after another, and it seems to be very difficult there for yourself. It seems to be very, that's exactly what I feel. Oh, do you understand that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And if I said to you that you feel, well, maybe there should be a bit more support there for yourself. That's how you're feeling, isn't it?
Yep.
And you're not getting that right now, are you?
Right.
And if I said to you that you feel... not annoyed as in such, but I don't want to use that word. I've got to remember live on air sometimes. But you feel a bit angry with those as closest there to you because why didn't you help a bit more? Does that make sense there, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I'm being made aware of him here that, you should have more support from those as closest there to you. And you feel as if you have to be like, and I'm not saying this is the case, but you have to be like the mum, the dad, the auntie, the uncle, the mother, the grandfather. You have to wear so many different hats right now, don't you?
Right.
And, to hold it all together, that's the hard thing to do because I know that you have to put a brave face on for everyone. But I'm being told that you have had chance to let your emotions out of late. Is that right?
Right.
And, I'm being told it's like in the odd few moments where... you've done just that you've had chance to release whatever it is that you're releasing, okay? Now, I do know that I want to say to you that you do believe that it's for no reason at all, and this has come about for no reason at all, and I know I need to say that to you, it's like just like a phase that we're going through. Does that make sense to you, that you feel it's like a phase that we're going through?
Yeah.
Okay. And... the harder it is there for you, okay? I know that this jumping in the spirit world comes closer to see that you I'm by your side, okay? Because the way he was, he was a fight and he fought right until the last moment. And he just wants to put his energy around you. I'm not saying to go out fighting. Please don't get me wrong here, Dan. But I want to say that you, instead of not to roll up your sleeves, but, to put your opinion across. Because it's like as if you're not here right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, now I want somebody to come through that you would recognize, okay? And as I'm saying, mm-hmm. Come on, I want somebody that you recognize, because I know that there is other people in the spirit world that you do recognize. And would I be right in saying that you're continually asking the spirit world to come close around you, because there would be a lady in the spirit world that you would be quite closely connected to. Is that right?
Right.
And this lady makes me feel as if she's like a, I don't know if she is your mum, but she makes me feel like I'm a mum, okay? And I want to be close there to you. And I know that this lady wants to throw her arms around me like a motherly feeling would. So would I be right in saying that your mum is in the spirit world?
No.
Okay. So you, would you understand of a lady like that then? There's like a motherly
yes.
feeling? Or she
My
would have mothered you?
Mother.
To your mum's sister. Okay. Now, if I said to you when she passed, that it must have been something like a cancerous kind of a condition there, because I know I'm feeling it in my stomach and it's burning. So I know that's represented with cancer. Okay, so your mum's sister passed with cancer, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that it kind of crept up on her suddenly, she didn't realize that she had it until like maybe the last moment, or it wasn't diagnosed correctly, or it wasn't picked up sooner. Do you understand of this?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm being told that, you know, it was just too late, okay? It was just too late, and it was my time to go home to the spirit world, okay? Now, there's one question that's on lots of people's minds in your family to do with this lady. Was she comfortable before she left? Because if I see you when she passed from this life, see, I'm being made aware of it being dark. So I want to say that she must have passed, like, early hours in the morning. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and for some reason, I know I want to look at a clock here. 2:30 is important. Would you understand of the reasoning behind 2:30 with her?
No.
Okay. If that's not the time that she passed from this life, that must have been the time that she took the turn for the worse then.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand it though, or
yes.
you just didn't
yes,
know?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, that's fine. Because she makes you aware of 2:30, okay? And I know it's important there to her, okay? Now, I know that, you know, the more that she builds up the communication, the closer that she connects there with you. She just wants me to say that to you, you know, why do I want to say celebration? Would you understand why she talks to me about a celebration?
No.
Is there a birthday or a passing or anniversary that's coming around now?
No.
Okay, hang on a minute. Okay, let's go forward a minute, because she keeps saying to me about the celebration. Now, let me go to the early part of next month, okay? November. Let me come around the early part of November, like the 5th or the 6th of November. Would you understand that?
No, Okay,
can you remember I said it to you then?
Okay.
Okay, because she makes you aware of the November and it's important and she wants to join in within the celebrations there, okay? So whether it's be...
You know what I think it is?
What's
I've
that?
I've been asking her to come forward and show me a sign or tell me something that has to do with my relationship, asking her when she sees it, him coming back. And a few days ago, I heard a voice in my room that woke me up, and it was a female voice. And I took it as that was my confirmation of her telling me. And now you saying this, for me, I feel that it would be because I will hear from him the 5th or the 6th.
Okay. Well, you remember I said that to you. Because I know it's like, see, it's like a celebration, okay? That's what she makes me aware of. So if that's a celebration of that you're going to hear from him, then I'm happy with that, okay? Because she says to me, come on, let's look forward, okay? So, okay. So I know that that's what she talks about looking forward. I know the early part of next month. Now, would I be right in saying that you've tried writing or you've tried sending something like via mail or something? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and you think that you're banging your head against a brick wall there, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Because you feel as if you're getting nowhere very, very fast. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I know I want to say that to you, you know, you keep on keeping on there because I know that your message has been received, okay? And I know that, I know that the reason behind it all that you believe it's like that there's something else that you either not been told of or there's something else going on that you're not quite happy about. Mm-hmm. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to go into this live on air properly, okay, because that would be wrong of me. But if I said to you that, you know, you have your suspicions, is that right?
A little.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that to you, you know, when this thing does come back around, okay, you'll remember the reason behind all of it starting off, okay? And I know I want to say that to you, you know, you need to be a bit harsher with yourself because I know that you're so, how can I put it, not so much laid back, but you're so concerned about what's gone on now that I don't care anything, you know, it's, so long as I'm happy, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that your happiness counts more than just being happy, okay? And that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. What I mean is, you're the kind of person that just will allow anything to happen just to make sure it's right, okay? If it's right, then it has to be perfect there for you. What I'm saying to you is, don't just roll over. You need to question everything and make sure it's right for yourself.
Okay.
Okay? I know that I have to leave there. I know that our show
thank
is coming
so
right to the end of the show. But thank you very much for calling. And remembering, you can have a copy of that if you come on over to mikespirit.fm a little bit later on in my archives. I want to say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it both.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Marty, we're right at the end of the show, mate. We have literally a few minutes left. Well, it does, doesn't it? It just flies. Marty, I must say, absolutely amazing medium that you are, you know. The proof, the evidence that you gave tonight, or this morning in your case, absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Mike. And can I say the same for you as well? I mean, this is, it's sort of a privilege for us both to actually hear each other work. It's really, really good.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what this show is all about, you, Martha, you know, that we're able to connect to the spirit world. And, you know, this show is growing week by week, and that's only by having, you know, good guests on, like yourself, like our last guest, you know, that's been on the show and the ones that's coming on to the show. So, you know, I want to thank every one of you people that's come on here and building this show up to what it is. I must apologize, really, to all the callers that we haven't had a chance to get through. I know that there's plenty of people online, and I must apologize to every single one of them for not getting around to taking those calls. But, you know, I do another show here Thursday, and the time is 6:30 UK time, and that's at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you didn't get a chance to get through there, then come through on the Thursday show on the Spiritual Connections with me, Mike Davis. Matthew, the question's on my mind, and I suppose it's on a lot of our listeners' minds right now. Will you come back?
Definitely. I really, really enjoyed this, and it's fantastic. I would love to come back, Mike.
Well, the pleasure will be all ours, Matthew, and I will be talking to you very soon on that. But, Matthew, for the benefit of our listeners again, it's www.matthewjamesmedium.com, yeah?
That is correct. That's my website, yeah.
That's okay. And if people go on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com, they will be able to find out how they can obtain information, how to get readings with yourself, how to get
in touch with yourself. On the homepage, there is the email address, and there's also one of the pages that's got about contact inquiries, where you can just put your name, your email address, and what your inquiry is, and I'll get that as well. So there's two ways on the website to actually contact me.
Okay, just quickly now, we've got Twitter, Matthew James Medium. We also have Facebook.
Yeah, it's Matt James Medium on Twitter, yeah.
Sorry, I apologize. It's Matt James Medium, which is M-A-T-T. It's double T.
That
Matt,
is correct, yeah.
Matt James Medium on Twitter. Facebook, we have Matthew James, which is your one, but I know that you have another.
Yeah, Matthew James Medium, which is the public figure page.
That's it. So you can go onto that page and like that page. I know I'll certainly be doing that right now. And you can, whilst you're in Facebook, you can go to mikespirit.fm and there's another like page, and you'll be able to obtain information of who's coming on the show next, when the shows are going out live. And you can also get me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium. Well, for me, Matthew, I'll say good night. For you, I'll say good morning, and I'll say good day wherever you are.
All right, thanks.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.
It's nice to have someone that can work with you and work up a good quality, isn't it?